Random thought. Movie night exposed the producer's bias and the girl's hypocrisy.
I'd agree with that.
I knew you would.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Harrow. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, Love Island USA, Season 8, recap of episodes 25 through 27. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
Shout out to Karen says, hey guys, I'm back from 3 weeks in Greece. We is jealous.
I've always wanted to go to Greece, Karen. So tell me, shoot me a message. Let me know just where you went. But that's on my goal for 2027. I'd love to go to Greece.
Yeah, give him some, what do you want, a full itinerary for 3 weeks? Or are you just looking
not
for
full a full itinerary? Just like, I don't know what island she went to. Some things maybe don't go here. It's not as awesome as people think it is.
Yes.
You know, something like that.
Hey, here's some must-sees. Here's some, don't do that.
You don't need to do that.
All right. We're down to what's going to be the last week of the show. How you feeling now? I mean, movie night kind of exposed a lot of stuff and left out a lot of stuff, but there's a lot of talking points in there. How you feeling about the show now?
Still feel the same. It's not a show that I enjoy. It's way too many episodes a week to watch. So I think that's just been the hard part. Out of all the years we've been doing this, this is the first one where we've had to do it like this. So it's just a lot, and it's this young group. Movie night, the themes that they have for this show is interesting, and movie night didn't disappoint. Well, it did disappoint in some ways, but I see the value in it. But, oh my God, the maturity level or immaturity level of many of these cast members, ugh, it's a struggle.
Well, yeah, I mean, same thing with what was that? Temptation Island, like, okay, you got to take it with the grain of salt, right? Because of who and what and age range. But like Kelly says, will you cover it again?
I can't say, I cannot confirm or deny if I will cover it again.
The answer is yes, don't worry. He'll be back.
I refuse to answer that question on the grounds that it might incriminate me.
On the grounds that we may hold you to it?
Yeah. Nope.
Hey, you know, speaking of movie night, put a poll up asking whose movie night was the worst? If you can, just answer that one. Was it Casey? Was it Corbin? Was it Kenzie? Or was it Sincere? So you decide whose movie night was the worst. We'll get to those results in a little bit. CXM says, y'all should cover the ultimatum. We did.
Yeah. Twice. We've done two seasons. Seasons of the ultimatum.
Sure did. I feel hurt, CXM. My heart hurt on that one. All right, let's get to it, man, because there's a lot to get through. Where we left off last time was Casey and Anaya having a conversation. Casey's still down after this convo, but he's out there talking to Tierra. Anything helpful come out of this conversation?
He feels bad and thinks that he feels bad that Anaya thinks that he was lying. And he tells her that, you know, they're no longer open to exploring. So that's what TT asked him. So are y'all still looking to explore each other? He's like, no, that's over with. Which is what TT wanted to hear. She just wanted to check.
Which that was a smooth way to ask about it. And you know what? But I mean, after what we saw at the recoupling, there was no question of whether there was a, but you know what? Never mind. Because we've seen crazier things happen.
Exactly.
And we will see crazier things happen. Just when you think there's no way. All right. Then you see Anaya and Carl, and they're out in Say Less.
Mm-hmm.
But saying a whole lot. Jesus. What was happening there?
Well, the funny part to me about their conversation, he was asking her, money was no object. What would you do? And she said, go in the woods. So, okay, great, go in the woods. But she said she would travel. Carl said he would dance.
Which we'll find out he can't do tonight. That's so call while you're lying. You're lying ass.
So, you know, she said that she had a good talk with KC and he apologized for being disrespectful. And then she had probably the most heated makeout sesh that she never did with KC.
Right. With Carl. She did. You know, for the people who said that Anaya really liked KC, she was way more affectionate with Carl and Casa. And especially on this one, what'd she say? She thought she was about to fuck him. I'm like,
yeah,
girl. Okay. So it was the grandma was only reserved for KC, apparently. You know, the interesting thing, though, is she kind of, is it just a wild passion or is this revenge? Because I'm betting part of this is the revenge part. I'm mad. I'm still upset. I got to get back.
But revenge only works if the other person gives a damn. Casey's got TT. He don't care. So she's not like doing it in front of him. So that's not revenge. That's just her.
Yeah. Cheap 83 times 21 equals says people are slow burns. The people they don't like, and all over those that they do. Yes. That was my point all season long. That people kept telling me, no, that's not the case. How do you know she doesn't like him? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anaya also having a convo with Sincere. Because she goes and tells him and bragging. And, you know, I
got a bone. Soul ties. Sincere was like, go ahead, drop down and get your eagle on, girl. Good job. And just talking about how happy she is with Carl, which okay, that's great. I'm happy you're happy.
Here's something I did notice though. I noticed that this conversation was happening online. People saying that Anaya's playing the long game with Sincere, because all of a sudden her and Sincere are best buds. She's playing the long game. Can you see that?
No, because Sincere doesn't want her.
Hey, but if you hang along just enough.
Nope.
In a glass
case.
That's
not how Sincere works. That's not how he works. We see Sincere. He strikes when the iron's hot. No, he doesn't want anything to do with Anaya.
True. Now, we see Jen with Jaden and Parmita, and apparently things went a little differently in her mind than we saw with her and Gal.
Yeah, because she's trying to make it sound like it was kind of a mutual deal when no, Gal told you, yeah, this is not gonna work for me. So I think she's trying to save face because she was dumped.
Yeah, I believe so too. And you know, funny thing is, later on, she tells somebody else that it was mutual. No, it wasn't. He left you, plain and simple.
Yeah,
even though on After Sun, she tried to say, well, you know, the conversation we had two conversations,
girl, he ended it with you. It's okay to say that he didn't want you because she still liked him.
Yes.
Despite all that and all that attitude she had and talking trash, she still liked him.
Yeah, she did. And, you know, of course, everybody always falling over her, telling her she's so hot. This is, she can't fathom someone not wanting her. Kenzie and Dylan, though. Kenzie pulls Dylan, tells him that she made out with Gal. And Dylan didn't take the news too well, did he?
No, he turned into a crying Melanie. Dead ass.
That man was in touch with his feelings. It's okay, right?
He was hurt. He was hurt. And rightfully so, because Kenzie has a habit of saying the things to make a guy think that she's really into him. Yes. So he's thinking everything is good, and then she does.
They're called lies, by the way. They're called lies.
Yeah, but she does stuff like this. So
Dylan leaves there. He stops by Kata and Zach. Can't hold his emotions together to the point that Kata's like, oh, my God, do you need a hug?
I'll be okay. Dead ass.
What is wrong with you, man? Bedtime that night. Anything you notice? Because, you know, it almost seemed to speed through that. Now, I stopped taking notes on this part of the night.
What I'm noticing is every night at bedtime, there's at least two people who are going to be making out. Mm-hmm. And that's Corbin and Parmita, or Cormita. We just call them that.
Cormita, I like that.
Cormita, let's call them that. They are always making. But did you catch Kinsey? It looked like Kinsey was kind of making those up and down movements on top of Dylan.
I missed this.
Yeah.
Okay. I missed this. Tell me. Let us know in the live chat or in the comments later, because I'm seeing here from Miss Brown Sugar that, you know, Dylan was crying with zero tears. It would feel bad for Dylan if his acting wasn't so hammy. But was he getting hammy later that night? Did y'all see what I apparently missed? Toya says Kenzie looked like she was smashing Dylan.
Yeah.
Yeah, and CXM, you're absolutely right. Kenzie's definitely going to kiss at night. It doesn't matter who she ended up. If she was there by herself, she would be kissing. She's going to find a way. Tyra says, I saw it. Sinan fans changed up the clam slam to something else. I see that. Cheap 83 says Kenzie definitely got some French fries and a Big Mac too.
Yeah.
Oh, Kelly says Kenzie was given a firm handshake. says, I saw them kissing. I couldn't tell if it was DJing. And Monica says it was makeup sex.
I'm sorry I kissed that other dude. Here, put it in.
Not just the tip.
Yeah. You still mad about that? Here, put it in.
Antho says Kenzie was given O face, and Sinan's fan says kisses are handshakes, so hugs are. Fill in the blank. There we go.
Yeah.
All right. the next morning, Carr makes fruit butterflies for Anaya. Cute, right?
I guess. Why do the guys, curious, ladies, this is my first time watching the show.
Uh-oh.
Why do the guys make breakfast for the ladies every day? Is that something that always happens season over season? Is it just this season that the guys are making breakfast for the ladies every morning? You know, why don't the girls make breakfast?
Okay. You're dating in an older age range. One of the things I'm finding out from some of the younger folks is that some of these young girls don't know how to cook.
Well, that's a good point, because remember when the guys went to Casa and the girls were there by themselves after they watched the movie? The guys getting their little intro to the Casa girls, they went ahead and made dinner. And guess what they made? Grilled cheese sandwiches.
Grilled cheese sandwiches.
Like 5-year-olds. I make a grilled cheese. So maybe they can't cook.
Well, okay. Here's the thing. CXM said I had the same question, Terrell. Kelly says the girls are getting glam. You know what? That is a great point, because the girls need to put on makeup. The guys really don't. They get together. They get themselves together a lot quicker, except Zach, apparently. So while they're getting glam and getting their makeup on, getting their face together, the guys are downstairs cooking. Give them something to do in the meantime.
Or the girls could set an alarm, get up earlier. Get up earlier, 30 minutes early, do your glam, and go downstairs and make some breakfast.
You sound like you're mad that the guys are making breakfast every day, because like I'm Monica says, girls take longer to get ready.
I think it's great if it's, you know, if there's some reciprocity here. What do the guys get? Just to get to look at the girls? That's cool, but I'm like, why can't they just take turns?
This week? What do you mean what the guys
get? The ladies are going to cook.
Or do the French fries at night.
Do the ladies go down and wash the dishes and clean up while the guys cook? Like in my house, if I cook, you're helping clean. That's the rules, right? Vice versa. If she cooks, I will clean, right? So I'm just curious. Just seems like it's one-sided.
Toya says, no, Terrell. They all have to go to sleep and wake up at the same time. My Oh My says, they don't get clocks. Production wakes them up. I heard about that. They don't have clocks. They don't have watches. The phones they have don't have that. So it's just they are their schedule is whatever production makes. And Kelly says, Terrell, no wonder you're single.
Well, that's assuming I'm single. But that's the story time. Huge assumption you're making there. But they don't have clocks. Production could easily go, hey, wake your ass up and go downstairs and make some breakfast. Now, Zach, y'all go back to sleep. It's cool. Kata. Naya, let's go.
Hey, Toya said the guys get French fries at night, so there's it's a trade-off.
Not all of them. Casey was making breakfast for 3 weeks. He didn't get an air fry. He didn't get one French fry. 3 weeks of making breakfast.
That man was starving. Oh, dear God. All right. Carl also made a mower breakfast. Did you know he's like, because I want to make sure no one goes hungry, just to not piss off Anaya. Which, knowing that movie night is coming up, smart move, Carl. Smart move. He saw the recoupling. He's like, mm-mm.
Yeah. Yeah. Not a bad idea.
Anaya and Kenzie are having a convo.
Mm-hmm.
Anything come out of this besides Kenzie's ultimate t-shirt line?
Yeah, Kenzie said that she's feeling Gal, but she feels Dylan more. Mm-hmm. And that's great. The kiss yesterday, that was the seal of the deal. And that's when she says, I feel a kiss is like a handshake, which is the craziest thing to hear someone say. Kiss is like a handshake. Okay.
Okay, you know why I'm not surprised by that? Who have you ever been around that just freely kisses people like that?
I've not been around anybody that does that.
Oh, okay.
You've been around people that just freely just walk around and, oh, I'm sorry, what's your name? Okay. And just start kissing people that they meet instead of just shaking hands. It's like, hi, my name is so-and-so.
Just freely. Yes, I've seen that.
No, I've not seen. I mean, I've seen people drunk at a party, but no handshakes.
Carl and Gala having a convo. Anything there?
Well, Gall thinks Kenzie enjoys the attention from two guys, so he's not sure how to handle it with Dylan. So I think Gall's picking up on it. But this is the first time we hear that he has some type of interest in Amora. And as soon as he said that, my first thought is, Gall, slow down. Mm-hmm. Not interested. Not interested. She's not going to be interested. Let it go.
Now, speaking of Kenzie, she's sitting down with a convo with Jen, and she's trying to make excuses as to mm-hmm. why. And Jen says, hey, if this was outside, we wouldn't even be friends. Plain and simple.
I love that. I love how Jen confronted her, because she said, hey, I'm more bothered that I heard about you kissing Gall from someone else. And you're supposed to be I'm your best friend in the villa.
Right.
Why didn't I hear that from you? And tell him, like, we're in the real world. I wouldn't be friends with you. And then for Kenzie to look so clutching her pearls, like.
The way she acts, she got so defensive, tells me a whole lot. And that alone, her reaction there was enough for Jen to say, we are not even friends now. And she didn't say that. Yeah. Even on After Sun, she's like, well, yes, we're still going to be friends outside. Girl.
Yeah.
All right. Whatever. The next thing we do see is Kenzie and Dylan. Because she goes up there trying to look for sympathy from Dylan. Because, you know, and I told her this, and she said, mm-hmm. and Dylan's, no, never mind, I'll let you say it.
Dylan's like, hey, are you 100% in? 100% in or what? I just need to know.
he ain't want to hear none of that.
Yeah, I want to hear this other stuff. Are you 100% on this or not? And she tells him that she doesn't want to explore anyone else.
Lies. Well, there's no one else. She's already explored everybody.
So she explored everybody. True.
Yeah. Nobody else is coming in. What'd you think of Sincere teaching Melanie sign language?
I thought all that energy she was giving Sincere after the whole recoupling deal when she's going off.
Mm-hmm.
Now he teaches you a little sign language and it's all good.
I was just wondering. I bet you production's going to put this in movie night. Because showing Amora, because remember, he taught Amora sign language first.
Yeah, true. He did.
Yeah, but they didn't. And it's, she seemed happy in that anyway. But you know what happens next?
I got a text! Mm-hmm.
We find out it's going to be movie night. Are we excited for movie night?
I'm excited because I'm just curious to see what they're going to show.
Right.
And the fact that people get a chance to see the things that we've all seen.
Yeah.
So their reactions, I was looking forward to the drama.
Now, speaking of which, because you've seen it already, whose movie night was worse? Casey, Corbin, Kenzie, or Sincere? The poll is up. Please go ahead, take that poll as you're in the live crew. Go ahead and take that poll. Appreciate everybody that's hanging out with us right now, whether you are watching right now as part of the live crew or later on as part of the replay gang. Please do us a favor. Hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
And if you really want to support the channel, join the regulars by becoming a member. Use the shortcut and scan the QR code on the screen. It's less than $3 a month. You get custom emojis, early access to Random Thoughts and RGRT Pod reaction videos, and more, including members-only live streams for story time with Terrell. Tell you what's going on in my dating life.
Next story time. Is he single or not?
Is he single or not?
Dun, 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 dun. And if you really want to support, so really want to help push this a little bit, do us a favor, please hit that hype button if you're part of the replay gang, or if you're part of the live crew, come back later, hit that hype button for us. We do appreciate it. To our podcast fam, listening on your favorite app, thank you too. Leave us a 5-star rating and a quick review. And if you'd like to support in style, check out the merch store. You can scan the QR code over Terrell's left shoulder. Thank you in advance for your support. Movie night. Thought this was going to be great. I will say I was a little disappointed, especially even when it started, because we get to see Zach's reel first. Anything stood out from Zach's reel, or was this a big nothing burger?
To me, it was kind of a nothing burger. You know, now, of course, Takeda, it's a big deal. She had already saw and knew that he had made out with Alana. So that shouldn't have been a surprise. She knew that he made out with her outside of a challenge. That wasn't a surprise either, but they left out a whole bunch, you know, about Alana and Zach's brother.
Yes.
You know, just some of the other, left all that out. Yeah, just left all that. I thought it was pretty tame, but I think what Zach got a chance to see is when Kayla saw the postcard and seeing how emotional she got over it. I think maybe he's like, oh, wow, she really likes me like that.
But oh, he couldn't tell when she, but he was able to tell all the bullshit lies and she's still there with him. I mean, come on. You know, like your girl Maya says, we needed more clips of Zach and all the scheming he's been doing. Exactly.
Yeah.
I totally agree. They didn't show Zach and Bryce's girth check. There's so much, the humping, the all this stuff they've been doing. They should have shown that and they didn't. Here's what I noticed about this movie night. Production had an agenda, and the agenda was really easy to see. Chocolate Sooner, Zach talking-ish, should have been shown. But it wasn't, because they definitely didn't want it. They didn't show Alana getting kicked off, the fact that she left, none of that. And I felt, you got to see how smooth Zach is, though. I'd rather be in this villa annoyed with you than not with you at all.
Well, I wonder if anyone has started doing some sleuthing on Zach, because one of the interns at work, we were talking about the show, and she was telling me that, you know, a lot of people started looking up Zach's old stuff, and apparently he's had a relationship with a man before. I think he might be leaning towards bi. So if that's the case, I'm like, oh, well, this makes sense to me, the stuff I've seen him do with Bryce. But I don't know if anyone else has looked into that yet.
Right. CXM says Zach got off easy. Kelly says we needed a bromance compilation. And Tyra says, how was movie night over after Melanie left? I got some theories in that. Like, they how you talk about production controlling the time, they took time to watch people's reaction and went, ugh, we need to adjust. We'll get to that in a minute, because there were some adjustments they made after seeing people's comments. You know what's, this is how you know this thing was so produced, right? Because Carl goes up there, flips it, and it didn't matter what number was called. You knew whose clips were coming up next.
Yeah. Casey.
It was going to be Casey's. And I have a question. Why the hell were Casey's clips that long? This clip alone was 8 minutes. And then they included them in other people's purposely so they could keep showing stuff. There was an agenda on this to put him in the worst light possible. Now, he said the things he said, but damn.
Yeah, you could tell it was a smear campaign. Like, they were out, and I think production even hyped the girls up, because it's just odd how the girls all switched up and got angry at KC when he came back from Casa Amor. Yes. Everybody just hated him.
Yes.
Right? Everyone just hated him. And I thought that was ridiculous. They didn't even hate Corbin that much, as much as they hated KC. Right.
Look, they didn't hate the guys that did them dirty that much. And here's the thing about KC's clips, right? Because you knew they were going to be bad. You knew that there were pieces of him. Because we said it when it happened with him and Casa. Like, come on, dude, don't say this. Now you're doing the goofy shit, right? Don't do that. But what they did is so bad. Because here's the thing that even skipped past. The trauma comment that he made in there, they skipped past that one real quick. Because he talked about not, hey, I've had to deal with her past trauma that I ain't got nothing to do with.
Right.
Which tells me they've had some, him and I have had some great conversations about her past, right? But dumbest thing that he said in this, of the clips that you saw? Or the most damaging thing?
I think the most damaging thing is when he said that he has nothing in common with Anaya. I'm like, well,
how?
Y'all been talking for 3 weeks. How are you going to say you have nothing in common? You do have something in common. Nobody wanted y'all the first week. Nobody wanted y'all.
You know what?
So you had that in common.
You know what they have in common? They both said the same shit. They both said they had nothing in common. So how is that bad?
Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't get how. Now when he said they didn't understand my powers and shit, I'm like, yeah, shut up. That's the goofy shit, right? Don't say that. But you know, the women reacting to the comments that were made that they've also made and they've said worse is kind of wild to me, right? He tries to apologize for the clips, says he can't make excuses, but as many bad clips, there were good clips too. They just didn't show them, and he's right.
He is right, 100%. And then Trinity starts it off. So yeah, no connection with Anaya. Why'd you drag this on for so long? Trinity, why are you having this question? This is Anaya and Casey. They should be talking. Trinity did the same with Melanie when they had the recoupling when Sincere and him came back. And when Casey had brought Titi, Trinity was trying to get up in that conversation. I think mind your own business. But just all of a sudden, all the women just started going at KC. He could hardly get a word out.
He couldn't get a word out. Trinity speaking. What does it have to do with her? She's speaking, and I is not speaking, right? CXM says Casey was insensitive, didn't care once he got into Casa. True, but it didn't require all that yelling and screaming. Exactly. Yeah. And the hypocrisy, because Trinity, what does she do? She's calling out Casey's intimacy complaints, saying that it was lustful. It's the same shit she did with Bryce.
Right.
But when she did it, it's, girl, go get your man. Yeah, you just jump on top of him and do it. Come on now.
But that's how it always is. If the guy is not initiating and she's having to do all initiating, she's like, what's wrong with him? He doesn't want. The guy is all of a sudden all touchy grabby all the time. Stop. Why do you want to sex? I thought that part was weak. And I got so tired of hearing Anaya say, it's giving. I just feel like as soon as someone says it's giving in a sentence, then all intellect goes away. I don't care how many degrees you have. You sound stupid. When you're like, it's giving safe. It's just giving. It's the stupidest phrase that these young people are saying. I don't get it. Stop.
Yeah, and she was playing safe. Kelly says, if I never hear lustful again, agreed. I don't want to hear that again. Eunice says, the goofy stuff that KC was saying, which was in fact corny, wasn't even about Anaya. Yeah, that is true. One tall girl says, Trinity's still mad based on lies told by Bryce. Toya says, Casey needed to just say sorry. All the extra shit was useless. You know, the extra shit was from your client and the Bird Gang, right? You know, you got the Bird Gang over there.
Yeah. He tried to apologize. And yeah, what did he get back? But this is why, like, I kept saying, like, Casey, just don't apologize. Just stop. Yeah. Let it go. Be like Corbin. Be like, well, said what I said.
That's what CXM is saying.
Let it go. Yeah, just let it go. Move on.
Yeah. That is a great point. Hey, Sinan's fans asked, did Trinity and Casey go to Pound Town or something? She's dragging him like, that's her ex that cheated on her. Relax, little girl. I said what I said. You know what? He probably reminds her of somebody.
From her past.
And now he's dealing with the past trauma of Trinity as well as Sinan. That could be the case too. Seriously. Toya says, Casey cringe watching himself and y'all still on here defending him. No, no, no. I'm talking about the women. This not defending him. We've called him out on this, on the stuff that he said. Now, you can't defend the Bird Gang and what they did, because what they did was crazy. And the way they jumped on him and not their all own men.
Yeah, the original Villa Girls jumped on Casey, minus Jen. Mm-hmm. Jen didn't really say anything, but it's mainly Anaya, Melanie, Trinity, and who am I missing? Kenzie.
Kata. Oh, well, Kenzie didn't say
anything. Oh, Kata. Kata.
It was Kata. Kata. And Kata, Kata especially, your man had been playing in your face all damn season, and you acting like this? Toya, you can't police how people respond to disrespect. True. You're right. You know what you can do? Avoid them.
Yeah.
Which is what every man sitting on that couch should do. Avoid them, because they ain't shit. I say it. Besides, Casey points out whenever they had a discussion, nothing was solved. The one thing I wish she had said was every time it happened, and if they were good enough, they would have showed it on movie night, that she walked off. Anytime she just wasn't getting what she wanted, she got up and walked her ass off.
Right.
So, I did love seeing Kata realize, wait a minute, the angel ain't there no more. The brother lover ain't there no more. What happened?
Yeah, she has every right to be pissed about that, because Zach should have told her. And I just think it was important. Okay, then why didn't you tell me? Wasn't that big a deal? Why wouldn't you say anything? Because Zach kept saying, if I really wanted to be with her, I'd have brought her back. But you have no way to bring her back. You couldn't bring her back. She got kicked off the show. But you should have just told her. So I could see. But also, we all know Zach is sneaky. Mm-hmm. Zach is sneaky. So
very sneaky. But here's the problem I have. Kata, where is that same energy? The energy you had for Casey. What happened to the man who lied to you?
Yeah.
The man that you've been intimate with more than once.
She slept with him. It's different.
Yeah, and that's why she should be more mad. Yeah, you done gave your body to this man, and this man lying and playing in your face, talking about love you. Oh, no, my bad. That's just joking. And you're going to be like, well, I don't think it's joking if you said it more than once. Shut up.
I just laugh as she gave herself to him. And he says, hey, before we do this, if another bombshell comes in, I'm going to want to explore.
I see a lot of folks say it was actually after, but whether it was before or after, it doesn't matter. Because the fact, if you did it before, if you did it after should be worse, because it's like, damn, was it not that good?
Yeah. Hey, so just, that was great. You were amazing back there at Hideaway. It was awesome. But if another bombshell comes in.
It's going to be on. CXM said they slept together, so Kata going to let Zach do whatever.
Yep.
You'd think it would be the other way around, right? And then here's the thing that really pissed me off about this. Anaya is over there when just caping for Zach, talking about, well, Zach, we all know that you would have picked her regardless. Bird Gang. And then she kept repeating it over and over again. She kept saying it. That, oh, we know you would have picked her. How are you giving him all this grace?
Yeah, well, it's Anaya for you. That's Toya's client.
Well, you know what? You know what the lawyer says. You know, you can't control how people react to disrespect. So when Anaya and Kata react that way to disrespect and forgive it, I guess we can't. We can't blame them for that. Speaking of Anaya, her clips come up.
Mm-hmm.
And the way Trinity was smiling at the disrespectful comments that she was making. That girl, she got some evil in her heart, boy. Jesus Christ.
But it's all fine. Yeah, it's no big deal. She can say all that. And just all that name calling toward KC, I thought was ridiculous. You know, Anaya said that she wants to explore and all that. So she said and did the exact same thing KC did with Carl. But all of a sudden, it's okay when she does it. And the ladies all ate that up. You know, the smoke they had for KC didn't have that same energy for Anaya, and the guys called out double standard and complaining about that. The villa lady said there were no double standards, but I'm like, yes, there was. Like, that's part I didn't get. And you got TT, who said that there was a double standard, because she said it wouldn't matter who came out. If KC didn't, came with somebody else, regardless, you would have been upset. But the fact that all of y'all went after KC when he did
I like that she said that, but I don't give Zach much credit at all, but to his point, he brought that up first, right? And brought up the fact that, hey, when he walked in, y'all jumped on him. TT, and then when they tried to say, oh, no, it wasn't because of that, that's when TT jumped like, hold up now. It didn't matter who came in with, what it is, right? Now, by the way, I just want to say this because Toya is trying to cape for her client again. What disrespectful comments did Anaya make? She called that grown-ass man a bitch. What more do you want? He's never called her that.
I'm sorry, let me speak for Toya. Oh, I didn't see that. Check tape. Check tape, Toya.
She even called him a bitch to his face.
Yeah.
Shut up, bitch. Is the shit she said to him.
Yeah.
Come on, Toya. Stop it. Because if this had been the other way, y'all wouldn't be doing that.
Yeah. I mean, just all that yelling that they were doing, I thought was just a huge turnoff. And then, you know, when KC stood up and then Anaya wants to walk up and pretty much she punked him in front of everybody. He just sat down, which at that point, KC, there's nothing he could do. He just had to sit there and take it. But the whole time she's doing that yelling, I'm looking at Carl thinking, hey, yes, man, you taking notes? Because this is what you would have to deal with. This is just not a blip. Mm-hmm. This is who she is. So
you saw him grab the pillow, put it over his face. He's like, dear God, I can't take her to my family. And that is a key part. And here's the thing. When you say she punked him, there's nothing that he could have done in that moment. When she walks up on him, the only thing he could do was if he stood up and she leaned into him, it would have become something else. If he stood up, they would have said something. Oh, he's trying to attack her. It would have been a whole different narrative, which is crazy. And the way she did that to him is nuts. Oh, my God. Toya, you are a terrible lawyer. Standing up during an argument is abusive behavior.
Are you saying that KC and Anaya, yeah, KC and Anaya displayed abusive behavior, or just only KC? Toya. That's a question to you.
Kimberly says, KC put down Anaya to uplift TT, and on the other hand, Anaya was disrespectful about how she handled seeing things replayed back in her face. Both are wrong. I don't remember him putting her down to put TT up.
Mm-hmm.
And they both compared who they were with. That's no different. She compared Carl to KC. He compared what actions were being done.
Mm-hmm.
It happened. Did you catch Ian talking about people keep screaming and shouting throughout the movie?
You know what he was talking about. Yeah, you know what he was talking about. They do this all the time.
And see, here, production's like, exactly what we wanted to see. Anaya, you standing up and shouting down, emasculating this man. Yes, that's what you wanted to see. Trinity, yes, do that ghetto head shake. Let's see it. Go ahead. There you go. Wave your finger. Tell him you got me fucked up. This is what they wanted to see, and y'all played into their hands like, Jesus Christ. All right, let me stop. Let's move on, man. I can't take this shit no more. Sincere's video comes up, and, you know, after all the awing they did for Anaya's video, shouldn't they give a aw when Sincere's kissing soul?
Here's the deal. If all of the ladies had the energy for KC towards Sincere instead of KC, that would make sense.
Yes.
Because that would make sense because Sincere, that dude is a problem. Like, he is a straight up liar. And Melanie, she has seen some of this. She knows that he lies. Mm-hmm. Now she's getting a chance to see this on screen. And I think her, you know, him calling Mel and Soul beloved.
Yo, Mel, that
yeah,
was
that
right
there. I was like, are you kidding me?
I'm going to tell you what, though. Here's the thing. I guarantee you, producers were like, that's the only reaction we get from that? That was supposed to be the bomb. They were like, ooh, when we play this, oh, they really go, they go.
and so what, Mel saying that he kissed Soul after he told her he wouldn't kiss her anymore. and then lying about Soul asking for a kiss. And then he told Soul that this is what he wants at the end of the day, to be with her. So she hadn't heard that before. There's really nothing Sincere can say. He's sitting there watching, and even the guys are just like, damn, Sincere. like we Kelly knew you were an ass, but damn.
Yeah, Kelly says, I love how everyone was united on how messed up Sincere was. Even the guys couldn't look. Very true. Because it was like, now, Sincere is the villain. Here's the problem. Production doesn't only want, they don't want him to be the villain. They want somebody else to be the villain. They want somebody a little darker to be the villain. I'm going to go that route. Yes, I'm going to say it. But CXM, you're right. Sincere is a menace, and we know that. And all the Bird Gang stuff that we saw earlier, where were they? Because here's the problem. Why weren't Anaya, Trinity, and Kata barking and bird calling when that was done? Why didn't they do that? You know why? Because they actually gave him some respect. He tell them, shut up. They shut the hell up.
Yeah, there's nothing he could say. I think Sincere just should have sat there and been like, next clip. Just move on. Just move on from it. And then, and I do think Melanie does look stupid, but at this point, she's doing it to herself.
Yes.
You can't blame Sincere for this. Sincere showed Melanie who he was with Soul. Now you're seeing it again on the big screen, and she's still, I'm confused.
Here's the thing about this, and I've said this for decades. A man can only treat you the way you allow him to treat you. Plain and simple. Yeah. I've told every female friend I have that. A man can only treat you the way you allow him to treat you. Plain and simple.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all there is to it. So, and by the way, thank you, Kimberly. I thought I was the only one that saw this. Anaya overly supporting Sincere's interesting. Yeah, she over there nodding her head in agreement through Sincere's apology. You didn't even let the other man apologize. Mm-hmm. You didn't let the black man apologize, but you're going to let the mixed man apologize and agree with that. You gonna let the white man from across the pond apologize, but you won't let the black man apologize.
Also, how the young people say it? That part. What's this? Pockets.
I'm just saying. Like, what the hell? Yes, I believe so too, Ashley. I actually believe so too. Look, Corbin, his video is up next, right? And let's be honest. We didn't expect any smoke from this because it didn't matter, did it?
No. It didn't matter. Corbin didn't care.
Did you notice, though, it's Corbin's clip, but they had to throw Casey's comments in it. When I tell you very, very, very deliberate what production was doing,
yeah.
Y'all ain't shit. Production, y'all ain't shit. Wow. Look, even the After Sun hosts, even Teffy and Sierra, they had to put them in line and say, y'all make sure y'all shit on KC and give everybody else a pass. They gave every other man a pass. Mm. Every other man a pass.
Yeah. Corbin's was funny because he said he thinks Kenzie will mess him over. She's probably already busted a split. This is what he said in Casa. And yes, she did bust the split as soon as he left. And then Corbin saying the Casa girls are college girls and the girls in the villa are high school girls. I'm like, okay, I can see them being upset about that. Wow. But Kata said the same thing.
Exactly.
They all said the same thing that the new guys, they were more like men than the other boys. Corbin said the same thing, but all of a sudden it's wrong. And Corbin is like, I really don't care what y'all think. I said what I said. Sorry if it disrespected you, but it was true.
I like when Jen said, it shouldn't take a connection for you to say those things. You just shouldn't say them. And Corbin was like, but that's how I was feeling.
That's how I felt.
I'm like,
that's how I felt. That's how I felt at the time. Melanie. That's how I felt. My feelings and my connections what made me say the things that I said.
Monica says nothing Corbin said about Kenzie was wrong. True. Right. Antho says Corbin stood on big business. Yes, he did. That is the thing that you get to see. What you say? Hummingbird says Corbin standing 10 toes down was actually refreshing in this island of screaming women. Yes, because as they're doing all the calls, he's standing straight, which is to your point, Terrell, that is exactly what KC should have done. What Corbin did. Corbin was like, I'm not going back and forth with you.
Yeah, and I said what I said. I'm sorry if it upsets you.
I'm living my best life.
Yeah, next clip.
By the way, Kelly says the Corbin voice. Nice, Terrell.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Keely.
It's Kelly.
Kelly. I'm sorry. I'm Corbin. I can't read. Thank you, Kelly.
Stop it. That's jacked up. Kenzie's clips
hot,
are next.
You're hot.
Kenzie's clips are next. And here's, you know, the only problem I have with Kenzie's clips is Dylan watched the show before he got on the show, before they got he got to Casa. Why are you acting like you've never seen this before?
That's a good point, because he is acting like I just saw a replay of last night. So you saw before you came to the show how she was moving. Why are you surprised? And you saw what she did last night before movie night. Mm-hmm. So, I thought that was – I'm glad Dylan got to see it, but it's not going to change his mind. The dude, he's whipped.
Kata pissed me off here too, though. Because for whatever reason, all of a sudden, I wouldn't apologize to Corbin. Fuck him. No.
For what? What did he do? Corbin didn't do anything to warrant that from you, Kata. He didn't say anything about you or hurt you in any way.
That's all it is. Like, yo, she should. You know who she should be saying it to? Is Zach. That man played in your face all season. Boy. Anyway, the next set of clips we get, it's a combo clip, which is interesting because it's Melanie and Sincere. Because you see Melanie's clip first, you're thinking, oh, well, we're about to see some. Oh, wait, Sincere's in there too. What happens?
It's really minor because it's just, oh, Corey, oh, let me kiss him.
Yeah.
And she said, well, I mean, that's really the only time that she kissed Corey outside of a challenge. Fair. But I think that was still tame compared to Sincere because we see Sincere with the Mora and he tells her, you know, if I had more time, you'd be the one. And Melanie is just, that's when she snapped. Her head's just tilted to the silence.
Here's the thing. We knew when he said that line that that was coming up on movie night, right? You knew it. We had never seen movie night before. This is our first season doing it. If you're new to this, this is our first season doing the show, even watching the show and recapping the show. So, but you know, luckily the live crew has been filling us in on things that happened on here, like what Casa Amor was, what the Hideaway was, and what movie night was. So we knew this was going to get clipped. This is kind of wild.
Yeah, it was. And to see Melanie get that upset and all that going off, I'm thinking to myself, you should be talking to yourself at this point because you're still yelling at Sincere to fix it. When are you going to fix it? When are you gonna, dead ass. When you, why?
The only reason he fixed me is because I'm a fucking fool. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, it's your fault at this point. You are allowing yourself to get walked all over by this dude, and it's terrible.
Yeah. It is indeed terrible. You know, Sincere did bring up how Melanie acted in the bed challenge with Corbin. Remember that one?
Yeah, he did. And she was all over Corbin when Corbin first came into the villa, but she didn't do anything with him outside of the challenge. So she still have that she didn't do anything with with Corbin outside of a challenge where Sincere doesn't, he don't need a challenge. He's just, oh, you want a kiss? Yeah, come on. Let's do it.
This is so big on Melanie, so hard on her. She's up screaming and all this other stuff. She walks off, goes to the makeup room with Trinity's water bottle. Maybe Trinity had some different kind of water in her bottle.
And that scissor.
I have a serious question, though. How on earth does Anaya, who's in the room with her, see that Sincere has genuine intent, but Casey's the devil?
Yeah. See, this is where I lost my respect for Anaya on this. And this is why, Melanie, you got to look at your friend circle.
Yes.
Because you got a shitty friend circle.
Shitty.
So after Anaya saw all that stuff, on TV, just like Melanie did a movie night. She's trying to talk her into staying with Sincere. Like, that's how messed up some women can be to each other.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I think if your girlfriend tells you this guy, he did this, and oh, well, maybe you should give him another chance. No, you don't give him another chance. He screwed you over once. Let it go. Let him go and leave that dude alone. But don't encourage them to keep going back to somebody right. that keeps treating them like shit.
By the way, you know, Attorney Toya says, we have to remember these girls are in their early 20s. Give them grace. When we were in our 20s, we told them the same shit then, too.
Yeah, no, Toya. You should hold your client more accountable. Stop making excuses for your client. Hold her accountable to some of the stuff that she's doing, too.
Mm-hmm.
I take that. If you're going to do both sides and be fair, great. But your TV has a distorted view of what Anaya is like than what the rest of the world is seeing.
Finally, I said something Toya agrees with, Attorney Toya. I like that.
I was going to call counselor.
Counselor?
Counselor?
Get your client. Anything else for you that was missing from movie night besides, of course, the bromance?
Bromance. You know, we didn't see anything with Caleb and Jaden, but no one really wanted to. I mean, they're just kind of boring anyway. There wasn't anything with Jen. It'd have been really good if they showed Jen talking shit about Gal.
Yeah.
And Kinsey in movie night. If they showed any of that, that would have been good.
I wanted to see when Zach was talking to Bryce and said, you know, it's only fun when it's me, you, and Kata, and when Trinity isn't around. I wanted that clip. Because Trinity, I want to see that energy that you have for KC for somebody else. Of a lighter shade, because apparently you don't have that. And it's crazy to me. Crazy.
Yeah.
You know, I know there, Brinity is supposed to be the Timu Nicolandria, but yeah, it ain't the same. I didn't even watch last season. look, whose movie night was worse? The poll is up. Casey, Corbin, Kenzie, or Sincere? I mean, I think it's kind of almost easy to tell a little bit just based on the fact that, let's see, right now, Sincere is leading. And then Casey's in a not even a strong number two. Sincere's winning by a landslide, 72%. Will it even close?
So everyone all agrees Sincere is the worst.
Yes.
But what did Melanie say about Sincere when she was talking to Anaya? I know he's a good person.
Yes.
No, he's not. He's not a good person. You know, that blows my mind how women can make that comment. I've had someone tell me, oh, my ex, he hit me once, but he's a good person. No, he's not. He hits you.
Exactly.
He's not a good person, right? Same for Sincere. He is not a good person.
No, you missed the other part of it. And if you don't want him, I'll take him.
Yeah.
You know, he was my number one. Post-movie night, Corbin, I like the way he kind of tells Sincere, hey, you need to do better, man. And you may need to actually go sleep in Soul Ties.
Yeah, I mean, he could. But I think Melanie wouldn't have slept in the room anyway.
Yeah, well, that's probably why.
I think she felt more embarrassed overall.
True.
By everybody watching that. So she didn't want to be in there with him. What about being in bed with Sincere? It's just being in the room with everybody else.
You know what? You're right. She didn't want anybody seeing her because when the owl was over Soul Tie, she's like, well, I'm going to move too. Since you don't want to move, I'm going to move.
Yeah, I'm going to sit here looking at your ass all night.
I was looking at her like, girl, did you not see the video clips? What the hell is wrong with you? Move on. Move on.
Woo! Move on.
Somebody in the comments said that was the ancestors. The ancestors from Wakanda were coming back to tell us.
Melanie, don't do it.
Look, so after production looked at all the comments online and realizing how aggressive Anaya looked, and they took this long-ass break. They said, okay, Anaya, we need you to do something. So she does what they say. And they said, we got to clean you up a little bit. Go apologize to Casey. Yeah. What'd you think of the fake apology?
Okay. She goes and apologizes. And I don't care for it, to be quite honest. I think it's too little too late, but here's what's interesting. So after she makes that apology, mm-hmm. what does Bryce say? What goes, that's respect, man. It's really good. She's like, yeah. Duh, duh. And I say, no, that's what young guys saw that as respectful.
Yes.
Us old dudes know she showed y'all who she really is
mm-hmm.
the other day. That's who she is. So that little apology doesn't mean anything. That's who you are. That's in your nature.
That's what Carl saw. And if Carl is half as smart as they're putting him out to be, he peeped that and he went, as soon as we leave Fiji,
Yeah. I think Carl wants to get a little ROI first, though.
Well, probably, yes. You know, but I mean, he almost got it in Say Less, so who knows? He might get it before he leaves the island. I mean, she's out to prove KC that, you know, revenge is a great thing sometimes for the person that's going to get the benefits of it, not the person actually doing the revenge. You ever been with somebody who was out getting revenge sex?
I don't think I have. Well,
see, come on now.
Yeah.
Yep.
See? I knew what it was. I knew what it was. It's fine.
What'd I tell you?
Yeah. Take that on me. I'm like,
see? Yeah. Hummingbird says production is clearly trying to give Anaya an arc and saw straight through the force apology. Yeah, we all saw through that, man. Then Anaya goes back and tells the girls that she apologized to, and Parmita made a great point saying you can explore, but you don't have to compare. Even though, here's the problem I have with that comment. It was a great comment. But if I am being mm-hmm. real, everybody did that, didn't they? Even Anaya compared. Kata compared. Everybody compared.
When compared. They would always ask. They would always ask each other. Mm. Yeah, when the guys would get together, so what do you think? What's it like? Well, you know, with, remember the pistachio and the, was it, what other flavor? Chocolate chip cookie dough?
Yeah, chocolate chip cookie
dough. That was good. They've been comparing all along.
Yes.
This is not a new thing.
Exactly. TT tells Anaya that KC talked about her all the time and it was not bad. And of course, you know, this then makes all the women feel better about KC, right? You know, they're all like, oh, well, that's so sweet of him. Of course not. That did not happen. They're still talking shit. Kenzie and Dylan. Dylan says he still wants Kenzie.
Yeah. I know. I saw what I saw before I came to the villa.
Mm-hmm.
I watched movie night. I saw what she did to me with Gal. But you know what? I think this could work. I really like her.
in the words of, who is it, Ron from Ready to Love? Simp.
Simp.
Do you think in this case, though, Anaya calls out Kenzie? Did she go far enough, or was she just trying to put a cushion down and lay her down softly like the NFL wants you to tackle quarterbacks?
Softly. Mm. Yeah, just go, you look bad. But I like how you owned it. No.
She did not own it.
And I don't think Kenzie is remorseful at all. She's playing her game the way she wanted to play the game.
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
This is the part, I'll tell you what really pissed me off was Kata and Zach. Because Zach tells Kata that Alana leaving, the brother lover leaving, was irrelevant. And if it's irrelevant, why didn't he mention it?
Why didn't he tell her?
Yeah.
And then he pulled a Jedi mind trick. Well, you're real pretty. Oh, thank you. Then she gives him a little hug, and he's like, so do you want me to sleep in soul ties with Sincere? Because that's what you want to do it. And what does Kata say? No.
We're going to
be in the same bed. We're sleeping together.
Here's the thing about this, too. The moment that really ticked me off is the fact that I know that they went through certain parts that people haven't, not everybody else has, but there's some point that she's got to not be this stupid, right? Where she literally...
Dude, I enjoyed it. No, I swear to God, every time I did it, I thought of you.
That makes me feel so much better.
It feels better that he tells you every time he kissed her, it reminded him of you. That is the dumbest thing I've heard.
You let somebody tell me that. Terrell, when I was making out with him, I was thinking of you. Yeah, okay. You can. That's what you'll be able to do from now on. Think about me. You won't have me. You'll never see me again. But you can think about me all day.
And then the fact that she calls this man the perfect one for her later is crazy. Thank you, Kiki. I almost forgot about that. That she said that later on. You're perfect for me. Really? Mm. Antho says, I think she was being sarcastic. At least I hope so. No, no, no. She was dead ass.
Yeah.
In the words of Melanie, dead ass.
Dead ass.
That was terrible, man. And then Anaya and Carl, because it seemed to me like Carl was trying to sugarcoat and lay the best picture out for Anaya about her actions. No, no, it just shows how passionate you are. I'm just saying this so you don't cuss me out like that.
I just think I really want to know what Carl thinks just after watching the movie Night Drama.
I know what he thinks. Jesus. Well, got to find somebody new when I leave here. That's what he's thinking. They didn't need to bring me back for this. If we win the 100,000, great.
Yeah.
That's all he's thinking. That's all he is thinking. You know, it's funny, as people are getting ready for bed, anything you notice there as they're getting ready for bed?
Oh, as they're getting ready for bed? Mm. No. Besides Melanie going to sleep outside again.
Again, oh yeah.
But and Corbin, Carmita and Carmita, Kinsey and Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
Getting it in every night.
You know
what? Has to say something about the connection, right?
Mm-hmm.
Has to speak positive to the connection that they have. So there's that.
Here's the thing that I did notice, though. Remember earlier they were talking about comparing. You shouldn't compare, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's this?
Carl has made me feel so much like comfort, and like Casey has ever made me feel. And I feel like even up there, Casey still doesn't give me comfort. He wants to defend himself so bad. Like, just sit your ass down and just say, like, I was wrong.
So, sounds like Toya, a comparison to me.
Toya, was that a comparison, counselor? Is that a comparison that Anaya did?
Before she types it, let me answer it for you. No, that was just a statement. A factual statement.
She wasn't comparison. She was just talking about
it. Yo, the fact that... now, Monica says Insincere was not leaving the bed to sleep outside. That's what I noticed. Terrell had a better point in that, though, that the reason why he let her sleep outside is because she was probably more embarrassed, right?
Yeah. Well, she's mad. Mm-hmm. It's like, why? I'm not upset. Why do I got to go sleep outside? You're the one that's really upset, so you go sleep out there. I'm going to sleep here with everybody else. I'm going to lay there and fake sleep and watch Cormita get it in.
The next morning... And this is the moment I stopped feeling sorry for Melanie, man, because when she and I and Trinity walking upstairs, Casey's on their minds again, and she's like, oh, I'll never ever feel bad for Casey. Look, she's just lucky production took it easy on her and didn't show the clip of Sincere saying he forgot what she looked like. She might have literally melted had they shown that piece.
Oh, goodness. Ouch. Well, she'll see it eventually. She'll see it eventually.
And she'll forgive him again eventually.
Yeah, but he's a good person. He's a good guy.
So they kind of had the guys off and the girls off and different things. Anything that showed up for them here the next morning when the guys were talking? Because, you know, I see Casey here admitting that he said hella bullshit in his clips. And then he says that she didn't say bullshit about him in the clips that they saw. He ain't speak about what they said in front of him and the clips that we saw when they were all talking shit. So he didn't see that because apparently what they showed us is what they showed them, as opposed to cutting it down. So the 8 minutes they showed us versus the 2 minutes they showed us, production.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't a whole lot to the conversation they're having. Mm-hmm. KC saying he still wants to talk to Naya. I'm just thinking, why? Just let it go.
Right.
And then... Caleb feeling like he and Jaden plateaued a bit because he's given more than she is.
Ugh.
And in the real world, I feel like you're not into me. Like, God, Caleb, why does everybody keep saying that about Caleb, though? He's a good dude. Mm-hmm. But have you noticed all the ladies, they ain't feeling it with him?
Yeah, because he doesn't have the personality to go. He's not good in front of the cameras at all.
He's not a player. He's not a dog.
Well, there's that part, probably.
Yeah. He's a good guy.
Like, what'd you think of Kata's conversation with Kenzie? When she said, you know, I was trying to hold her accountable. No, you weren't.
No, she wasn't. But I like how she called her out saying, you're still looking like Sincere, though.
And we noticed Kenzie's like, no, I didn't. Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
How do you not see that?
Yeah.
Speaking of Sincere, he's having a convo with Anaya. And Anaya mm-hmm. says she's disappointed in him. But to me, it feels like she's giving him hella grace.
She is. Even though she says she feels he's played everybody in the house. Mm-hmm. But yet she gives him grace because, you know, deep down, if it doesn't work out with Mel, she wants to keep that door open.
Right, Silk Sonic. See, I bet y'all didn't think he knew that one either, huh? Parmita and Corbin, because Parmita's saying that she wants to get to know Corbin on a deeper level.
How much deeper can you get? I'm hot. You're hot. I got to have it. I just had to go for you.
Well, they talked about family.
We both like the same things. You work out. I work out. I look good. You look good. What else do you need?
Yo, you know what's funny is that night, right? Did you notice that we see Trinity, but all of a sudden we don't hear her at all? Like, every time you see her, but you never hear her till mm-hmm. the very end of that night. And it's very interesting because there's never a scene she's in that you don't hear her. And in these next couple scenes, you see her and don't hear her. You see Kenzie and Dylan. Anything from these two while they were hanging that night?
Nope. She apologizes again, but Dylan's whipped. He didn't care. He's fine.
Not all. Then you got Anaya and Casey. Casey said he was embarrassed by some of the things he saw that he was saying and that he kept a lot in because he was tired of arguing, mm-hmm. which I get because you're arguing and then they walk off in the middle of your conversation. You're left mm-hmm. with a lot still there. Like, let's finish this first. Be an adult. Finish the conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, I just think it was pointless to have this conversation. I didn't see a point.
Even when they talked about the bright spots, this felt like a very production-induced conversation to try and make it look more amicable than it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Sincere and Melanie having a conversation, and of course he brings out what everyone said about him before. He's a people pleaser. Doesn't quite work it the way he wants it to, does it?
No, it doesn't. And kudos to Melanie here, because he tries to say that he's always been a people pleaser and cater to the people's emotions. And she says, well, what about Soul? What was people pleasing about that? Because mm-hmm. it looked like that was more for yourself. And you notice what Sincere does when he gets called out. What he says is, yeah, that's correct. Yeah, you're right. That's fair. That's understandable. That's valid. He says these things every time he gets called out because he knows he's full of BS. So mm-hmm. good for her for calling it out. But Melanie says you lost me and were able to get me back. Then you got to cost some more and you do it again. So now it's Melanie now.
Right.
If she takes him back, it's all on her. All the hurt, all the stuff that she is going to go through, that'll be on her at that point.
You know, after that conversation, you see Trinity, Melanie, and Anaya, and they finally let Trinity speak. But here's the thing. Matter of fact, counselor, I'd love for you to defend them in this one too. Mm-hmm. But look at this here with Melanie and what Anaya and Trinity were saying to her, right?
I was like a fool to still like him.
Yeah.
And it's like another part of me, I don't want to take him back. I don't think he deserves me.
You can't sleep with him with a pillow in between you?
I don't want to be in bed with him because that looks like I'm giving him another chance.
At least try.
I know he's dogging you so much. And KC didn't do half of what Sincere did. And Trinity was at KC's throat, F him, all the other stuff. But Sincere, girl, just try. Guys would never do that. I would never be like, Yanni, she did what? But you know, just give her another chance, man. Why not? You know, maybe just sleep in the bed, put a pillow between you. No, I'd say get out.
Yeah.
You need me to call her and break it off? I'll do it. You know, but I would never tell my guy friends that are going somewhere like that. Women, why do y'all do that to your friends? You know they're in a bad relationship. You know they should get out. Why do you encourage them to stay? Yeah. And they don't say nothing about kids. They don't have kids. Mm. There's nothing holding Sincere and Melanie together. They could totally break up. It's only been 4 weeks, 5 weeks.
Now, Chocolate Suna says the girls just don't want Melanie to go home. They're saying whatever.
Yeah, okay. So we want you to keep getting embarrassed on national TV so you can stay with us and we can be besties.
It's not good for her mental. This, you saw how we talked about this the last one we did on Tuesday night. Like how she just looked done. She was completely drained. And that is like, save your friend.
Yeah.
Girl, leave the island, please. Just walk out. Save yourself. Jesus Christ. Hummingbird says terrible because they're not truly friends, just wanting to stay on the show. Yeah. And that's what Maya is saying too. And Anitra's like, hey, I don't do that to my friends. No, and you shouldn't.
Well, good, Anitra. Yeah, you shouldn't. But this craziness, and I think this is like, I think older, you know, when you're older, you make better decisions, obviously. Yeah. So I think this is, you know, girls in their 20s. They do this with each other.
Yeah.
Which is just dumb.
Yeah. Chocolate Suna, that's what I said too. The light in her eyes has diminished for sure. She should go. Yeah. But not before Kenzie. Touche. Good point. Even though Aegon said, yeah, just go ahead and continue to get abused for 2 more weeks. That's that you, when you put it like that.
Yeah.
Yes. That's yeah.
As she keeps saying, get made look like boo boo the fool for just 2 more weeks.
Yes.
we're in the home stretch. Mm. Come on, boo boo. You can do it.
What'd you think of Jaden and Caleb? Because Caleb's over there talking to Trinity and Bryce. Jaden can hear them, calls Caleb out and says, let's go for a chat. Since if you're going to talk to them, you might as well talk to me.
Loved
I know it. This falls right into your lap of what you like.
Oh, loved every bit of it because that, nothing will piss me off more is you have a problem with me and our relationship and you talk to, how do we call them? The board of directors. Yes. Talk to all your friends and everybody else. Don't ever bring it to me. No.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. No. So I love
that one. That one hit.
It did. When I saw that, I'm like, God, I've seen this before. I know people who do that, and it's annoying as hell. But exactly the fact that Jaden was like, hey, if you're gonna talk to them about me, just come talk to me. And she was right. And I know Corbin was like, well, you know, I just need to get advice. No, dude, talk to her.
Right.
You got an issue. Bring it up to her.
That's what should have happened. Didn't happen. Right. Should have happened. The next morning, because that night, Melanie and Sincere actually do share a bed.
But there's a pillow in between them.
She said, I'm home. It's my home.
Yeah. Mm. Okay.
We were rooting for you. We were all rooting for you.
Yeah.
Sincere creates a breakfast for Melanie and Celeste the next morning, right?
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing, because she's like, well, I guess I go make breakfast because he didn't bring her breakfast. Everybody else is like, and they're like, girl, no, you know, he's going to do it. He shows up with a rose. And all of a sudden, Kata and Anaya turn into the tap dancing. I almost said something bad. Jesus Christ. I'm about to catch myself there just now.
Woo. I'm glad you caught yourself. I'm glad you caught yourself.
Jesus Christ.
But did you catch before that part where Anaya and Kata are talking and Anaya screams, I will always be Team Sincere.
Yes.
And Kata says, well, what about Melanie's feelings? And Anaya says, it doesn't matter. If you don't like Sincere, that's on you. I'm always going to be Team Sincere. Really?
We know this, though.
Yeah.
That is her number one. I told you, playing the long game.
Yeah.
Playing the long game. But plain and simple, they're not your friends. Even Melanie's sister said that. If your friends can see you being hurt over and over by someone, see you cry and still come to you making excuses for his behavior and telling you to forgive him, even if they have the best intentions, that's not real support.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad at least her family is saying, and hopefully that's the one they bring in for her. Who can tell?
No, the producers know she's coming with that smoke. No, you got to leave Sincere alone. He's protected.
Tell me which one of your family members thinks like you and these other girls right here that are in the bird gang. Tell me who's going to come in and give us some of this.
Does any of your family not like KC? Good, bring that person.
Oh my God! Then of course you know what happens next.
I got a text.
Recoupling happening. The guys are going to choose. What happens immediately after this? As when the guys have the power, it's always funny to watch what the women do.
Yeah. Well, because I'm not even worried about it, because I knew who I was going to pick. Exactly. Who. The real question boils down to Gal, Amora, and Jen.
Right.
And so Jen has a conversation with Gal, who apparently she hates and can't stand, mm-hmm. but checking in to see how he's feeling about her. And she's, how's your connection with Amora? He's like, you know, I'm attracted to her, but I don't know what she thinks. So then we see Gal talking to Amora, and he's like, yeah, I was talking to Jen, but I felt like she was just talking to me just because I have the power of the vote. I don't know if she really wants to be with me. And then Amora says, I'll be honest with you. She's been dogging you in the house.
Yeah.
Well played, Amora. Well played, Amora. Yeah. Way to solidify for him to pick you. Be honest with you, she's been talking trash about you and Alice.
What'd you think about the recoupling? Because Kelly says Melanie could have said no, they don't have to accept a coupling.
Yeah. They could have said they don't have to accept.
Yeah, I didn't know that either, but I guess that does make sense. I choose to couple with so-and-so. I won't couple with your ass. Oh, okay.
Well, because out of all of them, you know, I knew everybody was going to pick. I knew Sincere picked Melanie, but I was wondering if Melanie was going to say, yeah, no, I'm good. Thanks. You
she
know, I'm going
to
choose me.
The night before.
I know, but I was hoping that would happen. But at the end of it, you know, Jen doesn't get picked. And Amora doesn't look all that excited to be the call. She just gets to stay on the show.
So Jen gets sent home. By the way, Kelly says it's rare, but it has happened before. And Nitra says, yep, she could say no and go home. Okay. Jen gets sent home. How do you like how she took that?
Like a champ.
Yeah.
She didn't cry. She was emotional. You know, she was done with the guys in the villa. And I'm curious to see what this is going to do for her in her dating life when she realizes you're not the only hot one. You know, when you're around other good looking people, now you actually got to have a reason somebody likes you outside of you being attractive. And so hopefully I think she's going to show more of her personality and what she brings to the table. Compared to just based on all of her looks.
Well, they also know what she'll do because we all saw it on TV. So there's that. Ariana announces that two more couples will leave that night. And everybody has to decide which two couples should leave. This challenge was interesting because you kind of knew the two that should be going, right? Because it's based on compatibility. Did they pick the right two, first of all?
Well, yes. I mean, it was Gal and Amora, which they have nothing. If you're basing it on compatibility, not a popularity contest, compatibility, there's nothing with Amora and Gal. So I could see that. I didn't know who the other couple was going to be. And then my original thought was Caleb and Jaden, just because they're kind of boring, right? I mean, someone else said in the chat tonight, she forgot Jaden was in the villa.
Yeah,
it's just, there's really nothing there that's exciting about them. So I could have saw them too. I didn't see them getting rid of Corbin and Parmita. And I was hoping everybody would vote Melanie and Sincere, but I just knew that loyalty is there. They're not going to do that.
Well, you know, Amora and Gal was easy, right? That's even though one tall girl says, I think Gal and Amora should have been excluded since they were the newest couple. Because, yeah, that was too easy. That was too easy to just get rid of them. But they weren't, nothing was going to happen.
They got nothing.
Them. Yeah, no. They got nothing. So I'm not mad at who got sent home. There were a couple surprises, though, because, you know, here's the other thing. Melanie and Sincere got three votes, right? Okay, first of all, Amora and Gal got all the votes. Everybody voted for them. By the way, Monica says, I think if it was anonymous, the votes would have been different. You think so? Probably could have been. You might be right. Even though this friendship that the women have, I don't think would have changed it. Then you had Jaden and Caleb. They had, what, four votes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you had Melanie Sincere and Kenzie and Dylan with three votes each. Parmita and Corbin with two votes each. And the only person out of those six that was insulted that they even got one vote to be let go was Clam Slam.
Yeah. She didn't like it that people picked her. Right. And it's funny because she picked Corbin and Parmita, right? And Corbin said that he felt her decision was made out of spite. Kenzie said it wasn't, because all the other guys talk about what they like in their partners. Corbin just talks about himself, which, fair, he does. And then she says she thinks their relationship is a lustful relationship. And then my favorite Parmita comes in and says, well, I disagree too, because from the outside looking in, I can see why you might say that it's just lustful because we're both hot. I was like, Jesus.
Yeah.
That was hilarious. I can see why you would think that, because we're both so attractive.
Okay. Speaking of which, Halfpen says, I love the shade Melanie had for her friends. Parmita, when they voted for Melanie and Sincere, there were some words said there that I think Melanie really felt in that moment.
Yeah. Yeah. Parmita called it out and pretty much said their relationship is toxic.
Yes.
And use that word toxic. That's why. It's good. Sometimes it's best to just end it and move on and save yourself. But that's what Kayla and I and Trinity should have said to her at some point.
Exactly. And that's what Kimberly's saying, that Melanie said that towards Anaya and Kayla. Like, yes, that's what they should have done.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, she's just being a friend, unlike these heifers over here that didn't tell me. That's what Melanie probably wanted to say.
Instead, they're up there dancing. dancing in the damn.
Team sincere.
If you don't sit your goofy ass down. Jesus Christ. tonight's episode, one couple is leaving. I am not looking forward to this couple's karaoke. But I hate karaoke as a whole anyway, so that's just me. But so I may be the only one that's going to hate this. Terrell, if you had to pick a couple that should leave and then a couple that you think will leave, let's start with should first.
Out of the remaining couples, the couple that should leave?
And go ahead and drop it. You know what? I'll tell you what. Drop it in the live crew. Drop it in the chat right now. Say should and will. Who you think should leave and who you think will leave.
Yeah.
And same thing for the replay gang. Drop it in the comments and let us know who should leave and who you think actually will leave.
Yeah. I think Melanie and Sincere should leave. But then I will go Anaya and Carl next.
Now, Monica says it's America's vote, right? Is it? Because if it's America's vote, it wouldn't be. They said tonight somebody was leaving. So if somebody's leaving tonight, that wouldn't be. It would have to be.
After Sun, they were saying that America, you get a chance. So that's why I thought America's voting.
Yeah.
Who comes out?
Should be interesting. So you say it should be Melanie and Sincere.
Right.
But you think it's going to be who?
Anaya and Carl.
And you think they're going to go? Here's why I disagree with you. I think. They want Anaya and Carl to be one of the finalists, right? Now, Kelly says Sincere Melanie should leave, Kenzie and Dylan.
Yeah.
I see a lot of Kenzie and Dylan.
I can see that. I think I just wanted Anaya to leave.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. You know, I'm with you in Melanie. Melanie and Sincere should leave. Just for Melanie's mental health alone. That girl, Meg says Casey and TT. Why? They're actually good. Chopping Sooner says Kenzie and Dylan should leave, but who will leave is Casey and TT. Even though they have great chemistry and they can't deny that part. Right. But we'll see how that goes. Yeah, I agree. Melanie and Sincere should leave just for her own mental health.
Yeah.
Who will? I'm thinking Kenzie and Dylan or Parmita and Corbin. And it really depends on whose decision it is, right?
Yeah.
Now that girl Meg says TT's two-faced. How? Why? Because she called the girls out and told them they're full of shit? That's not two-faced, that's honest.
Yeah, but right? Something about TT, I don't trust her.
Yeah, probably because of past. I know. I wouldn't either. I got you. I understand. Trust me, I understand.
Something about her just says, I need to keep an eye on that one.
Yeah, it's called her past. I get it. But you're the person who says you don't look at people's past.
Yeah, the way she rolls her eyes and all that. I work in HR. I do background checks. Your past tells me a lot about you. So when I see that, when I see her rolling her eyes, I'm like, is this about to be it? She about to go pop the trunk?
Monica says, if it's America, Casey's leaving. I can see that. I can see that if that's the case, because they've made him the villain anyway. Regardless. So yeah. I totally can see that. All right. 1 week left, man. You feeling good?
That it's almost over? Yes. Then we can get to some mature adults with Married at First Sight. We can get to some adult conversations.
You know what's going to be crazy is when we're having the exact same conversation with these old ass folks on Married at First Sight. And you know we will.
But you know what we won't have with these old ass folks on Married at First Sight?
What?
We won't hear It's Giving. We won't hear Dead Ass. We won't see Clam Slams.
That's because there's no getting back up from that.
Yeah, we'll see any of that. I'm ready for some adult reality TV for a little bit.
Thank you, Maya. They aren't different at all. Now, Monica's saying, give this one more season, Terrell. So, you know what else you won't get on Married at First Sight? French fries.
French fries? No, they're doing the real deal. They's married now. They ain't going to be waiting around for 3 weeks to get French fries.
By the way, here's the other thing too. Chocolate Suda pointed this out. Nick from The Circle and Perfect Match is going to be on. So he's been on two different reality TV shows, and now he's going to be on another reality TV show. And I mean, The Circle isn't really a dating game, but Perfect Match is. How you feel about that?
That they're bringing another reality star?
Yeah, somebody who's been on multiple shows already.
I think it takes something away. I feel like Married at First Sight is kind of grasping at straws because they got rid of all the experts, and that shakeup, I think, caused a lot of noise.
Yeah.
Why would you bring on somebody who's been on multiple reality shows onto this Married at First Sight experiment?
Yeah.
Because it just shows that this is all fake, which we all know a lot of it is anyway. But right. Still, I'd bring people who have not been on reality TV before. I think they make better test subjects.
Sabrina asks, are you streaming the episode at 9? We're not, but you know what? I did see this come up a couple times in the chat, and I'll talk to T. I won't put him on the spot here, but we'll talk to him, and maybe we do that for one of these shows at some point. Maybe it's one of the reunions, or maybe it's a finale or whatnot. Maybe we do that and actually do a live stream on it and do it as it's happening. So we'll keep that in mind, though.
On a reunion, I'd be down for that for a reunion.
Yeah, and I think they're going to do a reunion for this one, too. They haven't said it yet, but they said usually, I think last year they did it. Last season they did it a month later. So there's that. So
think Soul will come back?
Oh, you know she's going to try
and get Soul going to come back for the Mama happy.
Speaking of which, by the way, we didn't say anything about After Sun, and I got to say this before we get out of here real quick. I am Amora's dad, because there's no way I'm sitting down watching this show that my daughter's on at all. So I'm like him. Nah, I'm not watching this. Unlike Jen's dad, who had to watch her get it in and then give it up on TV.
She just made out with people.
No, Jen did not just make out. Her and Gabe did it in the bed. Then she went sliding headfirst underneath the covers. Don't act like you forgot. She went dumpster diving under them covers. Don't act like you forgot, because you saw it and was like, oh snap, wait a minute. So I am definitely Amora's dad on that sense. I would not watch this. Could you?
No.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't have a kid that'd be on reality TV.
When they're growing, ain't nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, change your name. You'll have my blessing, but you can't use my name.
By the way, Solange said, You do know that the viewers picked the clips for movie night. I know they suggested it. Here's the thing about this, and let me let you peek behind the curtain real quick. It's not really your choice,
right?
Even the voting, it's not really your choice. I'm sorry to break this to you. Take it from somebody who's behind the curtain. It's not your choice. I know they tell you that. It's not.
Theater of the mind, as you taught me. Theater of the mind. Yeah. Do you really think if the viewers picked clips that suck, the producers would be like, well, the viewers picked it? Yeah. No. They're like,
it's
no.
It's not your
this.
Choice.
We're going to play this.
Antho, I know the viewers suggested them.
Doesn't mean they played them.
Trust me. If they aligned, great. Oh, so-and-so did it. But yes, thank you, Chocolate Soda. Producers be producing. Mm-hmm. This is what you do. I've been an EP. I know what we do behind the scenes. Take it from somebody who's been behind the curtain.
Mm-hmm.
It's not your choice. All right? It's cool that they do it. I love this experiment of Love Island. I will say, just looking at it as a whole, the way they've grabbed everybody, put the appointment viewing back together with binge watching and created the app, the voting, all of the stuff, make you feel like you're part of it. Trust me. It's just to see the engagement they're getting and who's involved.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tyra says, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Yeah, you shouldn't. Hey, do us a favor, man. Please hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
Jones.
Do us a favor, too. If you made it this far, leave the word producer. So you know that they didn't do it. Producer, leave it down there in the comments for us. Let us know you made it this far. Oh, thank you, Monica. I do appreciate that. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Hey, make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at the RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts, some of the bullshit from the internet. We may talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.
We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn to cool in the rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah. Two sides of the same. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Sports got us heated, yeah, the refs missed the calls. Politics, man, we'll argue till the walls fall. Pop culture don't get us started on trends, but the laughter, my dude, that's where it all ends. You say tomato, I say nah, bro, it's time motto. You think we clashing, nah, it's the dance of bravado. No winners, no losers, just stories to share. So pass me that bottle and pull up a chair. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the convo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.